With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A large-scale Russian drone and missile attack across Ukraine has killed at least six people, including a woman and her two daughters.
In the Kyiv region, rescuers discovered the bodies of three people, including two children, after a strike set a private house ablaze in the village of Perebi, the regional governor explained. The victims were a woman and her two daughters. Others were found dead in the Dnipro district of the Ukrainian capital, where emergency services rescued 10 people after a fire caused by drone debris hit the sixth floor of a 16-story residential building.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tonight announced new sanctions against Russia's two biggest oil companies and blasted Moscow's refusal to end its senseless war. The sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil, as well as dozens of subsidiaries, comes after months of bipartisan pressure on Trump to hit Russia with harder sanctions on its oil industry. Police charged the mother of a baby abandoned at a New York City subway station.
She's a 30-year-old Queens woman and faces charges of abandoning and endangering a child. The newborn was left Monday at a passageway at the 34th Street Penn Station subway stop during the morning rush hour. Commuters saw the newborn in blankets, alerting police the baby was taken to the hospital in stable condition. New York's safe haven law allows parents to leave a newborn at safe places like hospitals, firehouses, police stations without prosecution, but notification must be made. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 334 points, the NASDAQ dropped 213. This is SRN News. No more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for Customs and Border Protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools are suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policies supporting transgenderism. City officials argue the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. One hopeful sign from the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire is an increase of food distribution at multiple sites in Gaza. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Images released by the UN's World Food Programme on Tuesday show the distribution of food moving smoothly in the Gaza Strip. The head of the WFP in Gaza, Willy Nayeko, says it aims to scale up aid deliveries inside Gaza amid the ceasefire.
As the ceasefire holds, we plan on expanding to 145 of the sites throughout the Gaza Strip.
WFP is aiming to provide up to 1.6 million people with bread, wheat, flour and food boxes in the first 3 months of the ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President Vance, along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, are in Israel. More details at SRNNews.com.